Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Voters in Foxborough are casting ballots today in an election that has turned into a referendum of sorts on a proposed casino. Two selectmen who are split on whether to even consider a casino plan are running for re-election, and their two challengers also have opposing views. WBUR's Lynn Joliker spoke to the candidates about the issue that's divided the town in some ugly ways.
I understand this town. I love this town. I can't believe what's happened and the way people are behaving.
Martha Slattery says she's seen it firsthand. The 14-year veteran Foxborough School Committee member is running for selectman and wants to allow residents to at least hear and vote on a casino proposal, though she says she doesn't know if she'd support it in the end. Slattery has spent many a recent day on the town common holding her political signs.
And I see young parents come around the corner and they give us the middle finger salute with their kids in the car and make faces at us or give us thumbs down. What kind of example are they setting for their children? I'm shocked, absolutely shocked.
But others don't blame Foxborough residents for any tension in town. They blame Steve Wynn, the Las Vegas developer who has proposed building a casino resort across from Gillette Stadium. Former State Representative Virginia Coppola entered the selectman's race specifically to fight against a casino.
Harassing mailings and phone calls and polls and everything, that's really upset people because it's outside influence coming in here trying to change this town. I mean, let's face it, a casino up in Route 1 would change this town. Not only the town of Foxborough, but all the towns in this area.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion. And why people become so mean-spirited?
Larry Harrington, the chairman of the Foxborough Board of Selectmen, is running for re-election. Like challenger Slattery, he wants to at least negotiate with Wynn. Then, if selectmen end up supporting the plan, residents would vote on it, as state law requires.
We should allow all 11,000 people to have a voice.
Harrington says the issue has become so polarizing, some residents are afraid to speak up.
I've talked to seniors who tell me that they've got a sign in their yard that was put there by neighbors and they're afraid to say that they don't support it, etc. Earlier on, we heard people say that they have neighbors that don't even talk to them anymore because of their view and stance. It's an important issue, no doubt about it, but there's no way that you should lose friends.
Slattery says she's also had to negotiate yard sign politics.
I've had people that I probably could have put signs on their yards, but they have young kids in the school system. I wouldn't put them in that position because I don't want them to be alienated from their friends. You know, so I'm trying to keep people out of compromising situations because when this is all over, we still have to live here.
My hope is that when this is over, everybody will be able to get focused back on the business of the town.
Selectman Lorraine Brew, who's up for re-election today, believes that business should not include a casino. She introduced a motion in December rejecting the idea of Foxborough hosting a casino. Selectmen passed that motion 3-2. Brew rejects the argument that the whole town of Foxborough deserves the chance to weigh in on a casino proposal. She says by voting for selectmen today, residents are expressing their opinion.
Because this is a representative form of government in our town, and according to the way the legislation was written, the selectmen are the board that decides whether or not we will enter into a host community agreement. My hope is that the board will be comprised of selectmen who continue to be opposed.
Whichever two selectmen get elected, the candidates say they hope enough ballots are cast today to truly gauge where the town stands on whether to explore what a casino might bring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.